If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer are teaming up. Now, when you use your MasterCard to dine out and pay for a meal of $10 or more, MasterCard will donate to Stand Up To Cancer up to $4 million, one precious cent at a time. So call up your friends and start making dinner plans. Because friends who sit together, stand together. MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer. Priceless. For more information, go to priceless.com/causes.
Applies to qualifying restaurant purchases made with U.S. MasterCards. PIN transactions ineligible. Stand Up To Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
It's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, long-time caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You could see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings, champions, and parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock and from the Score Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. The American League has won 43 All-Star games to the National League's 29. There have also been two ties and the AL has won two straight. Tonight, the 86th version of the Midsummer Classic. Chris Sale set to make his fourth All-Star appearance. The reigning American League Player of the Month of June set to pitch an inning. Anthony Rizzo in the game for the second straight year. He will start, though, tonight as the NHL's DH, batting sixth. Chris Bryant set to make his first appearance in the game as well. Last night, Rizzo and Bryant, both participants in the Home Run Derby.
Did it make it kind of extra special that Chris was in it, too?
Yeah, I mean, it was cool to share that with him as well, us being in it together, but it was just the overall thing. Frazier winning it, it's huge here. The crowd was so into it. It was a good time.
Rizzo hit 8 home runs in the first round, but lost to Josh Donaldson. Bryant hit 9, but was taken out by Albert Pujols. Todd Frazier, the winner in front of the hometown fans in Cincinnati. Bulls and Nets play this afternoon in Las Vegas Summer League. Bobby Portis averaging 14 points per game in his first two contests, though his last time out, just 5 points on a 1-of-11 shooting night. Also, Nuggets guard Ty Lawson arrested for a second time in 6 months for driving under the influence in Los Angeles. After the Blackhawks traded or picked up defenseman Trevor Daley in the Patrick Sharp trade, certainly seemed to signal Johnny Oduya would not be back. Dallas Morning News reports the Stars, one of several teams interested in picking up the free agent defenseman. And if Dez Bryant and Demaryius Thomas don't sign multi-year contracts with their respective teams tomorrow, the NFLPA reportedly will move ahead with collusion charges against the Cowboys and the Broncos. Players Association has already requested the teams save all their records of communication with both wide receivers. They claim to have evidence that the two had conversations about Bryant and Thomas's contract negotiations. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Continental Motors. When searching for a vehicle, search ContinentalMotors.com. And inside the clubhouse, presented by Motorworks, nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the Score is Friday at 12:35. White Sox will host the Royals on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you very much to Jordan Burnfield with the updates today. And thank you to Nick Shepkowski
Always thank you to Nick Shepard.
Absolutely. Brendan McCaffrey for filling in these last 2 days. Thank you, dude.
And thank you, B-Mac.
Kevin Zipak helped out as well. Jay Zawoski is back with us tomorrow. And thank you to our guest, Joe Cowley of the Sun-Times, about Vegas and me getting smitten with Bobby Portis and splitting the bigs and all sorts of things. And then Richard Deitch, always fun on all kinds of different media stuff.
Yeah, cord cutting.
Adam Schefter.
ESPN cutting a lot of money.
Pete Rose tonight.
Yeah.
What that's going to be.
We'll see. I don't know how much they'll touch it, but if you Joe Buck and you're in all your Joe Buckness, you editorialized before, so I'd be interested to see if he touches on that. Our guys are in the studio. You know what, Speaks?
Yeah.
This damn commercial, before we get to Dan and Terry, this damn commercial.
Which one?
I mentioned during the commercial break that now I want breakfast for lunch. And I haven't had that in a very long time.
That feeling?
Yeah, but I want like a Belgian waffle or something now.
Belgian waffle's a great item.
Yeah. It really is, because you can get the flaky and the soft. You know, like you get the little bit of hard crust or whatever, and then you get to the soft.
You been to Waffles in our neighborhood over there on Michigan Avenue?
I don't do enough exploring.
Go to Waffles. If Waffles is open for lunch, go to Waffles. They do a chicken and waffle, which is really good. They do a.
I'm not a big fan of chicken.
They do a ham and cheese waffle with like the Wisconsin beer cheese in there, and they bake the ham into the waffle.
See, I went to the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in L.A.
Yeah, I went
and
there.
It was a good experience. It was a fun experience, but then it was like, you know, I don't want syrup on my chicken.
Mm. You know, this in all my years as a pleased and loyal patron of Waffle House. All my 7 decades in this game going to Waffle House, North Carolina and elsewhere in the South where the various sports had taken me. I have never in my life gotten a waffle at Waffle House.
Yeah.
I never have either.
I think we got a couple.
But usually get hash browns nine ways or something like
scattered,
that.
Scattered, smothered, covered, chunk, yeah, top,
that's
diced.
What I do.
Yep.
I don't do that. Well, I've never done the waffle.
Yeah.
I love waffles.
They're supposed to be great. I would hope. It's a Waffle House. I've never.
Okay. And the dirtier the people look, the better food.
Oh, damn right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like the more gunshots in your waitress, you know, the more, you know, cigarette burns on your waiter.
There was in Trenton, New Jersey, when my oldest brother was a little kid, my parents used to take him to a place called Dirty Bill's. And the hot dogs were amazing.
Is it a food place?
But, yeah.
I was about to
say. No. Not a restaurant.
It's a hot dog place.
You got Terry's bearded lady in the tent.
The chef, maybe it was just called Bill's. I think it was, but he wrote a song about it called Dirty Bill's. This is one of the first songs he ever wrote.
All right.
But the guy had like a horrible cough, just constantly.
All over everything, right?
Yeah. That's great. Just a horrible, like scary cough, but the hot dogs were so good. So everybody would just keep going back. Yeah.
That's like when you mentioned Ron Karkovice earlier in your show.
I'm thinking,
remember when he opened a hot dog stand, right? There was a big article about it. There was a big article about him. He had some sort of snack shop, and I just thought, what kind of Ron Karkovice will handle your food?
Yeah. Right? That face alone, boy.
That face alone takes away your appetite.
Right.
I don't want to see him.
Look at the cook. You're not going to want to eat.
I was there the first day he came up. And from that day on, I thought, my God, this is one of the most unattractive. And this is coming from me, one of the most unattractive humans ever lived. Because we sat down, talked, nice enough guy, but as his first day up, and everybody was kind of just looking at him like, holy crap.
What happened to him?
Yeah, what happened?
Bruce? You just walk up to him and go, are you okay?
Ready.
Yeah, you okay, Ron?
It looks like that scene in RoboCop after the guy's exposed to the toxic waste, right? Yeah.
And then you run through him with your 88 Ford Taurus and he splatters all over your window.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I have the chicken and waffles thing I've really never gotten down with. I took the girl to the Waffle House when we were in Atlanta, and she was like, this is putrid. This is awful. Yeah, no, she's not a fan. No. Cole,
my wife doesn't like it either.
Yeah, she's all about presentation, and you know, she doesn't like
it. Go there for presentation.
Yeah, no doubt. But she don't go somewhere where she feels like somebody threw up on her food. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it isn't like that. You're going to go in and you expect to see something other than what you know is there. She didn't like the whole look of it.
And she didn't know about the legend of Waffle House. So I'm like, every time we passed one, I was like, there goes a Waffle House. She's like, you really want to go to this damn place? I'm like, listen, Waffle House is the truth. And we walk in. I don't know if I built it up for it to be something else, but we weren't, you know, this was a morning, so it wasn't like we were partying and then go there late at night.
Okay.
Yeah. So I ruined her whole day. Yeah, exactly. Sure. And she's like, this isn't even ham. What the hell is this? And I'm like, all right, we can leave now. We can go do something else. Thank you for ruining Waffle House.
We went there. There was one in Tampa.
Took
we
the fun out of Waffle House. I know.
That Rat's Ass Hotel in Tampa.
The Crack House?
Next to the strip club.
Yes.
Okay.
We walked, my wife and I, we walked down Peach. We walked down about two blocks and ate at a Waffle House. Mm-hmm. Like two mornings after that. Oh, my God. It was all pimps and hoos. The whole place.
It's character.
Oh, dude. My God.
Many a beating has been handed out at the Waffle House.
Like involving Florida State players?
No. How about that? Dude, at the bar. The president of the university had to say stop punching women.
Yeah, stop beating up women.
The president. The university president.
You see how they got the Heisman and the national championship out of it first, though, right?
Wow. Have you remember the Amy Schumer sketch with Josh Charles where she makes fun of Friday Night Lights?
Yeah, stop raping.
Right, and he says, one thing, I'm coaching this team, and you don't mess with my record. We got some rules here. Two-a-days every day. We're going to run the no-huddle offense. And then he writes on there, no raping. And everyone's like, what?
The fellow's like, come on, coach. Come on.
What if it's Halloween and she's dressed as a sexy cat? He's like, no.
The guy's like, then, how about after a big win?
What if she said yes to something else and then later she says no like a crazy person? No, I mean it. No raping. Oh, come on.
Schumer is excellent. Now she's under fire from everybody now, too.
Oh,
because
she's a comedian. They finally
got her old jokes and like, can you believe she made jokes about rape and race?
Yes, because she's a comedian and that's her job.
You got the race, the article that was written in the Washington Post that went after her, that writer was interviewed and she has never seen the stand-up. The woman who wrote that thing in the Washington Post has never seen the stand-up or never seen her TV show.
Did you see
LeBron's video? Where it's they're in a car. It's LeBron, Amy Schumer, Bill Hader, and Judd Apatow, and it's LeBron talking about the sequel to Trainwreck. And they're he's showing them around Akron, and like they stop to eat, and it's LeBron basically
he made them do the premiere there,
right? Yeah. It was them supposedly driving to the premiere, and it's this long form improv bit where LeBron ends up demanding to direct the sequel, and he's got all of these full creative control, right. And it's really good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Maybe I'll do that. I think that looks worth it.
He's funny.
Yeah, I'm going to go check it out.
I think that actually looks worth it.
No, it's supposed to be really good.
Joe Dredge and I were yesterday saying, if this movie's a hit, and it might be, there's a lot of things, a confluence of a lot of things sort of with the arrows pointed up here.
Turn the last of the LeBron haters around.
What if? Yeah. What if, and he's playing himself, what if people have a tough time? I don't like this guy. He's this,
that's
he's that,
tall
he's this,
timber
he's that.
There.
What if you walk out of there
and... I don't know what he looks like. You guys are going to have sexual relations. Like he's a little kid sometimes.